Jerry, you are riding in combines with these guys, getting a feel for how the Asgrow Genuity Roundup ready-to-yield soybeans are performing here in 2010. What are you hearing?
Well, Dave, you know, we've started picking up yield results almost 3 weeks ago now, and I'll tell you, I'm excited. You know, we've gotten a lot of camera shots of yield monitors, one at 127 bushel the acre, not the field average, but a lot of field averages in the upper 70s and 80s. So, guys, we're real excited. You know, the technology and the Asgrow genetics are performing extremely well this year. Farmers are excited because of the high yields and the current pricing. So it's good to be in the Asgrow business right now.
Are the farmers telling you anything as far as throughout the growing season, how the Asgrow Genuity Roundup Ready to Yields performed compared to others?
Sure. You know, actually the good story started back in May, you know, when farmers planted the Asgrow seed with the Acceleron seed treatment. They saw good, strong emergence, early vigor. And, you know, as the summer went on, we started digging roots, which is something you don't think about with soybeans. But, you know, we clearly saw larger root mass, more root biomass, more plant mass, and more nodes per plant. So the whole season has been a great story. And then, of course, we got into August and started finding the five bean pods. But we all knew it didn't matter till the combines rolled. And now that we've got some harvest taking place, you know, it just confirms what we saw all year with what farmers thought. They were going to get higher yields with Asgrow Genuity Roundup Ready Yield.
We saw some sudden death syndrome causing some problems in areas of the country. Did it impact the Roundup Ready to Yields?
Well, so I think the key is, did it impact soybeans? And I think what we saw, and our agronomists across the Midwest said that, you know, we don't see anybody that's immune from this. There's certainly differences from one variety to the next, but you know, we've also gotten a lot of good reports where, in spite of sudden death, we've seen good yields. And the big thing, I think, for whether it's sudden death or white mold is that, you know, our plant breeders and our geneticists are working really hard to identify better sources of resistance and tolerance for a couple of the key diseases that impact soybean farmers across the U.S.
So where does this technology go from here?
Well, I think as we look year to year, we'll continue to bring new generations of product. Our 2011 class of Asgrow Genuity Roundup Ready Yield in 2009 testing is 1.1 bushel better than the 2010 class. So we see, as we continue to bring the next generations of products, you know, we incorporate better agronomics, more pest resistance and tolerance, and continue to stack more high yield genes together, we are very confident that, you know, we're not going to slow down, that the yield gain pace is going to continue to increase very quickly with Asgrow Genuity Roundup Ready Yield.
So how important is the feedback that you're getting from these farmers as you ride in that combine to what you hope to be doing in the future?
Oh, it's extremely important. Of course, the good thing about farmers, you can trust them to tell you exactly what they think. And, you know, in this particular field, it's a seed production field, Asgrow AG2931s. A lot of farmers will be planting those next year. And the comment was, you know, I'd like to see a little more, but he said, I got to remind myself, you know, their seed field, they were planted late because we had to wait on the seed. And he said, I'm still getting a good yield. So, you know, feedback from farmers is telling us, continue to bring me innovation. Don't slow down. You know, continue to bring the new technology. Continue to bring me new products, because I know that it's going to bring me more yield. So they've challenged us to keep it coming.